Ve'Avram kaved me'od. Right, when Avram's leaving Paro in Mitzrayim, he says, Avram kaved me'od. What does kaved mean? In context, it means he had a lot, right? He had a lot of cattle. Right? He had a lot of wealth. He's heavy.
However,
but the Ishbitzer says, "Kaved me'od lashon kvedus ki hayalo tircha." Why is it? It was heavy on him. It was a burden, right? Having so much wealth, having so much money, was a burden.
Because essentially, what it's saying is, right?
Kemoshe Omer lama li rov osher kaze. He says, "Why do I need all this wealth?" Right? Meaning, for a holy person, wealth is a burden. Right? The holier you are, the more that physicality becomes a burden on you, because you're not. That's not what you're interested in, and it becomes difficult. Right? So we know that there were many people in Judaism that had a lot of money. Holy people, Rebbe had a lot of money, and Ravina and Ravashi had a lot of money, and we know, but it was heavy. It wasn't easy. We look at money, we're like, oh, it takes away all my problems. If you, money takes away your problems, then you're not a holy person, per se. Right? Because for a holy person, money is problems. Right? It's very, very heavy. Not only causes problems, it is a problem. It's something that, separates me from God. Right? It's something that is hard for me.
That's not how you use it.
And that's why it's a heavy burden. When right?
Because of the power it holds.
Because the power it holds, and because it's heavy. Right? Like money is physically, I mean, today, cryptocurrency,
paper,
money is not so heavy. Right? But money, cattle, belongings are a heavy thing. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's not at all, Rav Menachem used to always say this, that kavod and kaved are the same word. Right? And Yiddish, you even in Ashkenazi tense, you even say the same way. Kuvid. It's a person that has a kuvid. Even is kuvid, right? Here you're heavy, right? When you have, and that's what Rabbi Nachman says, that kavod is the ultimate avodah zarah, right? Honor. And therefore, the ultimate tshuva is to dance and clap your hands. Why? Because a person who's respectable doesn't get up and clap his hands. He has his suit, he has his tie, he has his dancing shoes, he has his work shoes. It's hard for him. It's not mechubed, right? But a person who's really the emistic, like David HaMelech, mefazezu mekarker, he's jumping and dancing. And what does his wife say? His wife Miriam says, it's not kavod for a king to act like that. So he said, which king? Your father? That one that God stripped the kingdom from him and gave it to me? You don't tell me what kavod is, right? Kavod, you're telling me that a king shouldn't act this way. No, the most kavod thing, right, is to be in front of God. But the Maaseh Shlach says that, why does it say Avram was wealthy? Why does the term the Torah uses is kaved? Kaved, because it was a burden on him. And it says like this, V'zeh she'amar lo Hashem Yitbarach acharei hipared milot מאימו קום ויתהלך בארץ דרכה לרבך כי לך את ננה שייתן לו מקום בקדושה להתפשט ולראות שכל קיננו יהיה כבוד שמיים. Right, so the man Shilach started by telling us that Abram's wealth was a burden on him. It wasn't an easy thing, but after he splits with Lot, then he is able to have wealth in a very easy way. Right, and we remember if we saw Bechelik Aleph that he doesn't take money from Sdom, right? A, because he doesn't know why, right? And we said, and then we brought the Mashalach, brought that machloko to Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva says that after the Maisa, you're allowed to take the money, right? So Lifne Maisa, Avram is taking it's hard for him. It's the covet, right? The covet, the money is covet. But after Lot, God says, right, to go leorko lerachba, you be mitpashet, go spread out, right? Meaning your wealth should not be concentrated in one place. You can obtain wealth without, right? But there's Beirim. There's a lot of Beirim. We saw with Sdom the Beirim. We see with Lot the Beirim that he has to constantly go through and refine his avoda. But the Maaseh Shlach tells us that money is a burden on holy people, right? It's a burden. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't have it. It doesn't mean they don't have it. It doesn't mean they can't have it. Just means that it's a burden, and maybe like I mentioned before, this is just Anya's dicey. Is that if you, that's usually a measure of holiness on a scale. Is money a burden on you, or is money, you know, for you seems you bought into the narrative that money solves all your problems. So that was a. chelik, the first piece.